Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Thanks so much for joining me. Now, we've seen this case where pre-cut rock melon purchased at a convenience store induced it. But what is Listeria infection? It's caused by foodborne bacteria. Is that right?
That's correct. Listeria actually exists, in the environment quite naturally, and most specifically in soil. So it can be transferred to anywhere and then to places where food is being prepared by not only on the actual piece of fruit or vegetable itself. So fruits like rock melon do actually make contact with the soil. And so rock melon is actually there's a high incidence or high relationship between Listeria and rock melon if it's sort of handled not very carefully. But Listeria does exist everywhere. So, it's a naturally occurring bacteria.
Mm. I understand listeriosis does kill one out of every five unborn babies that it does infect. Given that we've seen infection at three times the normal rate in New South Wales, health authorities are urgently impressing that we do need to be more cautious with consuming food when pregnant. So, I guess to run through it all, what sort of foods do pregnant women need to avoid with this in mind?
It is an important health issue, and women in their early pregnancy, when they come to meet their midwife or their doctor, certainly should be having the conversation about the kinds of foods that would place them at higher risk of contracting listeriosis. It's not a common disease, but interestingly, women are at a slightly lower immune level during pregnancy, just due to the hormones of pregnancy. So they are actually could be up to 13 times more susceptible to contracting listeriosis, which is which is quite concerning. So we definitely advise women to avoid foods like soft cheeses and meat. Cold pressed meat or meat that has been sliced and then is sitting even in a refrigerated situation. The thing about Listeria is that it can actually grow at refrigeration temperatures, unlike other bacteria, but it is killed through cooking. So we certainly advise women to avoid things, as I said, soft cheeses, cold pressed meat, cold cooked chicken, and pre-prepared vegetables and salad, which, we want women to eat healthy diets to improve their pregnancy and the health of their baby. So, you'd think I'll go and I'll buy a salad, but certainly salads that would be provided in a situation like, a buffet-style situation or a food hall. Even some of these health food places that have foods, in refrigerated, pre-prepared situations, are not necessarily going to be as safe as foods that you would prepare at home.
Mm. Now, with that in mind, I mean, it covers a lot of foods. Do people who aren't pregnant, need to worry about Listeria bacteria in foods? And is that something that more people should be concerned about in general?
It's not particularly common, and as I said, women are at higher risk because of their slightly reduced immune capability. And certainly, Listeria is a dose-related infection. So a lot of foods contain Listeria, but at very, very, very small concentrations. So Listeria, as I said, can grow in a refrigerated situation. So it certainly can be something that can affect people. So, only 10% of cases of listeriosis actually occur in pregnant women. So actually, it is something that can be contracted by the general population. Certainly people who are more at risk of contracting diseases, like people with chronic illnesses, are more at risk. But it's not one of the, I wouldn't consider it one of the big risks in terms of food poisoning. Salmonella would be a much more common food poisoning bacteria. That's the risk with pregnant women.
Looking at this, as you said, it is quite low incidence. Worst case scenario, if a pregnant woman does contract a listeria infection, what sort of symptoms do manifest and how do doctors deal with it?
It can be a little bit of an insidious bacteria. A woman can eat something that has higher concentrations of listeria in it, and the infection cannot present itself for some days, actually up to some weeks. It can also have very, very mild symptoms, and in fact, sometimes there are no signs and symptoms, but typically the symptoms can range from just general flu-like symptoms, fever, chills, muscle aches, like that woman who experienced it in the newspaper. Headaches, just generally feeling unwell. It can also have some gastrointestinal symptoms, so nausea, diarrhea, those sort of things. Certainly, if a pregnant woman has eaten a product that has known to be infected with listeria, and this certainly has happened in the past. So, products that are made from unpasteurized dairy products, they're one of the biggest risk factors. Then they need to get to the doctor. But there can be symptoms. They can be pretty mild. It can be quite insidious. But there are very simple ways of avoiding placing yourself at higher risk. Mm. So, would you like me to go through those?
Yeah, certainly. And if you could also, if you do have the time, run through just what some of the treatments currently available are as well.
So the treatment for diagnosed listeriosis, which would be diagnosed through a blood test, and certainly a history, is just antibiotic therapy. And there are antibiotics that are very safe to take in pregnancy. So it's not necessarily a particularly difficult disease to treat, certainly if it's caught earlier. But having said that, it can be very serious. Mm. So foods that are excellent alternatives to, if you're having a feeling like you need to eat some cheese or you're going out, and you want to be able to enjoy what's being offered. Fresh cooked, steaming hot meat, chicken or seafood is perfectly safe. As I said, listeria does not grow, is killed through the cooking process. Hard cheeses such as cheddar and any other hard cheese, parmesan, those sort of cheeses that, because of their acid levels, they tend to be, the listeria bacteria does not grow well on those. Canned food, obviously, is, much, much more sterile than fresh food. However, we very much encourage women to eat fresh food. And the way to avoid or to minimise the risk of listeriosis is to wash the food. Just wash. It's always very important to actually wash melons and any fruit that you're going to cut. Because if you think about it, if the bacteria is on the outside and you cut through the fruit, you can draw the bacteria through the fruit and then it comes onto the flesh. Mm. So I think that was possibly what the issue was with the woman in the newspaper. So wash the outside skin, cut through the fruit, and if you're doing that at home, then the risk of contracting listeriosis is extremely small. The fruit is put into a clean container. The same goes for salad. Wash the salad leaves. Even those packaged salad leaves, if they're rewashed at home and then put into a clean container, the risk of listeria growing on those is very, very small.
Well, Vanessa, you've given us some wonderful precautions to take away, and I think it's very, very good for people like myself who have never had to deal with pregnancy and haven't been around it very much to get a better understanding of the conditions that are out there and the precautions that you need to take as a bystander to pregnancy as well. Thanks so much for your time.
No problem. Thank you.